The bill combining the two boards is sponsored by Republican Senator Mike Ellis and co-sponsored by the Democratic minority leader in the Senate. Ellis says the recent caucus scandal should make evident why a switch is needed. Under his bill, the new combined board would have enforcement power and money to prosecute violations, something the current ethics and elections boards lack.
I am astonished, given all the problems we've had around here, that the state elections board sees no need to make any substantial changes.
Ellis's bill would make the new combined board members nonpartisan appointees. Elections board members say its board should stay tripartisan, including Republicans, Democrats, and Libertarians. Libertarians agree. Vice chair of the party, Rolf Lindgren, says just as a Libertarian was appointed to the elections board, there's a move to dissolve it and start fresh.
This is akin to a corrupt third world dictator eliminating an opposition leader who was just elected through a pretext to keep him out of power.
Senator Ellis says he does want input on how to appoint nonpartisan members to a combined board, but he remains adamant about the need for it and with it sharper enforcement teeth under the dome.
Anyone who believes that the current system functions properly has had blinders on for the last year.
Both Republican and Democratic lawmakers await trial on felony charges involving campaign violations, alleged violations uncovered by a reporter and now prosecuted by district attorneys. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.